Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here, along with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What does the Catholic Church and the University of Hawaii Rainbow Warriors have in common? They were the two great influences where our guest today had devoted himself in childhood. I'm speaking of none other than Mike Nakagawa. Both gave him inspiration. Today, Mike, a devoted follower of Jesus Christ, shares his journey of faith with us. We pause, dear friend, as we begin our show, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you, lead you, closer and closer to Jesus Christ. Well, for you to know how much God loves you. As much as God has loved Mike and led and guided Mike Nakagawa, he's here, dear one, for you. He loves you so much that he died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, the resurrected one, who has touched and changed the heart of Mike Nakagawa, is here for you. In fact, the Lord calls, Jesus calls, will you respond to him? Wherever you are, whatever you might be going through, whatever you've done, wherever you've been, there's always hope in Jesus. Will you turn to him? Surrender your life. Surrender your situation. Give your heart to Christ. That's our prayer. That's our hope. Michael Nakagawa is a firefighter with the Honolulu Fire Department. He was born on Oahu. He attended Iolani School. He's married to Darlene. They have a daughter and son, Catherine and Michael. Mike, welcome to our show.
Danny, thank you for having me. It's great seeing you again.
And it's a blessing to see you again as well. Where did you grow up?
I grew up here in Honolulu, specifically the neighborhood of Pearl City. When I was attending elementary school, I would catch a bus home to my grandma's house on Alaneo Street in Liliha. And after that, my parents decided to send us, me and my brother, to Iolani School. And we eventually moved out to Hawaii Kai. But I've been pretty much been an East Side guy ever since.
So Iolani School, you and your brother, but you have roots there from your father. Tell us a little bit about your father, Nelson, and the connection with Iolani and a little bit of your experience there being a Iolani Raider.
Yeah, my father was a graduate of Iolani School in 1957. So I guess when my mother and my father were discussing private schools to send their children to, it was between St. Louis and Iolani. So since my mother's Catholic and raised us Catholic, sent us to, you know, we went to Sunday service, Mass every week. You know, St. Louis was in the running. My mom saw the value of, it was at the time an all boys school. And then when we got in, it changed, right? It became co-ed. And that led to my academic downfall.
Oh. who would you say might influence you most in your growing up years?
Oh, boy. There's just so many people. So many people. Obviously, the faculty at Iolani were tremendous. I could go on and on, rave about them. as well as classmates and upperclassmen, even underclassmen. I want to point out one person in particular who was really a kind of a guiding force outside of my mother and father, was Hazel Kennedy. I don't know if any of you know her. She was a well-respected, charismatic Catholic. She basically led the youth group at Holy Trinity. And there I was. Mom was like, okay, you're done with CCD now. Everybody who grew up Catholic knows what that is. And you're done with CCD, you got to go to youth group. So Sunday night, oh, okay, what I know, okay. After 5 o'clock service, what time is it? Oh, 7 o'clock. Okay, okay, we walk in. And all of a sudden, there is singing, clapping, piano just banging away. I'm like, oh, what is this? And it was so vibrant, so alive, right? And there was Hazel Kennedy leading with her husband, Francis Kennedy. Just an amazing group, you know, showing us just how impactful a walk could be, right? There's so much joy, you know, and so much energy. And, you know, when you're a teenage boy, you're like, oh, yeah, 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 let's go, all right, right. We'll sing, we'll dance, clap hands, no shame, let's do it. So, yeah, I would have to say that Hazel Kennedy was probably one of the most influential, you know, people as growing up, yeah.
You mentioned your dad, class of 57. How did your dad, how about your mom? Where's your mom from? How did dad and mom meet?
My mother, Grace, was born in New York. She was a young professional working at New York Metropolitan Life. And someone came back from a vacation with those old, remember those slides that you could get of all the famous landmarks of Hawaii at the ABC stores? So someone came back from a vacation and was showing
the white,
off.
The white borders.
Right, right, right. And so she was like, I'm out of here. These winters are terrible. I'm like, I want some of that. I want that color. I want that sun. I want that whatever it is. I'm out of here. And so she basically packed up her bags and left. She didn't know anybody here. Long story short, you know, within about a year, she was able to get a job with the Department of Defense. This was in the 60s, so there was a lot of buildup with the Vietnam War escalating. And so she got a job at Kapalama Military Installation where my father was working, and that's how the two met.
So your mom from New York, your dad from Hawaii. You mentioned the Catholic, charismatic Catholic, Hazel Kennedy, Francis, her husband. Well, when we talk about the Catholic Church, there's an odd connection, I would say, when you mention the influence being Catholic Church and University of Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Rainbow Warriors.
Right, right.
So bridge that gap for us.
Oh, please, you know, who here, when they were growing up in the 80s, didn't agonize every Saturday night, some loss to BYU or some ranked team, and you're just dragging your feet out of, you know, halava, just going like, oh, man, I was so close, so close. And then, you wake up the next morning, right, and it's, oh, time to go to church. And then you put your knees down on the kneeler, and you're just like, oh. And there's so much longing, right? So much like, oh, boy, I wish. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So, you know, you have this sort of, hopefulness, I guess. Maybe next time. Maybe this, you know, maybe next year. Maybe next week will be better. That sort of stuff. And so there's this, I always thought it was kind of like this, you know, you're sort of like, did this devotion to the lovable loser. When you see yourself as you're growing up and you're going through the movements of, you know, basically the mass, which is very beautiful and it has its purpose, you know, as you're growing up, kneeling, saying prayers that you would say week in and week out is very helpful, very formative. I think that really, when I look back now, that really set the stage for a lot of things that helped me deal with failure. Helped me deal with not reaching the mark, not living up to my own expectations. You know, just feeling like, oh, I didn't quite get there. And so it's always neat to be able to take something you're devoted to, what you feel like, you know, I'm a great athlete, or I'm a great student, but maybe I'm not really, you know, I really want to be befriended by this group or whatnot, you know, and you just like this longing for, this pining for, and this praying for something more, something deeper in life.
I think you're hitting a nerve. People. Now we're nodding our heads in agreement here. So as you're listening to us, if you were to look inside the studio, there's Lonnie smiling, I'm nodding, because as Mike Nakagawa is speaking, Jazz is there resonating with us. There is a sense of, oh yeah, you're speaking to me. Mm-hmm. You're touching a part of me. And so I wonder, could he be touching a part of you, dear friend, as we listen to him? How many of us, I mean, have you been there? I mean, feeling like you gave it your all and somehow the your all wasn't enough? Mm-hmm. Could you have done, could I have done something else, something better? But these are deep pangs. Mm-hmm. In our lives. I think we need to talk a little bit more about that, especially when we come back from our break. I hope you caught something, though. Mike talked about athletics. He made a few allusions. He talked about UH. But we have with us today, and I'm saying this because I was there on the Iolani campus when he was a student there, but we have one of the great Iolani track stars. Of lore, Iolani lore, Mike Nakagawa. I know him by another name. It's a nickname that we used to call him, but I'll just keep that between Mike and me.
Thank you so very much.
But I'm not just rambling on because I'm trying to puff him up. He really was an inspiration. And in so doing, to see God work in someone's life, bring him to where he is today, a firefighter, saving lives, saving families, but he's doing it in the name of Christ, mm-hmm. in the name of God. When we come back from our break, more from Mike Nakagawa. By the way, you heard him Saturday night. He would go to the UH football games or basketball games with his father, Nelson, and his friends. Afterwards, he would go to Bob's Big Boy restaurant. You remember that? Remember Bob's Big Boy? Remember the big boy on the side of Mapunapuna? You could see the big boy from the freeway. He'd go there or maybe some other late night talk story. Well, we're talking story with Mike Nakagawa today. Stay with us. We'll be back.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So before our break, we were talking with Mike Nakagawa. He mentioned something about the cheering one night on a Saturday, and then going to church on mm-hmm. Sunday, mm-hmm. Repeating the prayers at the Catholic mm-hmm. Church. But it impacted the way that he saw maybe some of the things that he was going on in his life as a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to strive, of course, being a star athlete, but striving, but within, feeling a little like he might have missed the mark. I don't know about you, if you've ever felt that way. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lonnie Ka'a'a, and we're grateful that you're with us. Maybe you're tuning in right now or caught the tail end of the last segment. Look, you can get this program in its entirety. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, download it, free podcast, and as we typically say, it's our heart, go ahead and share it with a family member or friend. So, Mike, take us back. This connection between church, prayers, and falling short.
Right. You know, I think it's pretty easy. It can be summed up in one word, devotion, right? We gave our hearts to the University of Hawaii, Rainbow Warriors, you know, and then Sunday morning, when we see how reverent everyone is, it's very easy to give your heart, you know, give your heart to this idea of a forgiving Lord, you know, a merciful God. But then, you know, as you kind of like start walking through life, you're getting into your teen years, right? And now you can become that thing that you idolized. Maybe I could become a University of Hawaii Rainbow Warrior. Maybe I could strive to be on that stage also. And we were. You and I were a part of Eddie Almada's Iolani Red Raider football team.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I remember you got injured your senior year and how morose you were,
mm-hmm.
right? And then after that, your injury, your accident, or whatever it is that you want to call it, right? And now, as a young man who has a faith, has a floor of a faith, something, you know, a sandbox of religion or faith or whatever you want to call it to play in and try and figure all this out. You know, going to the hospital, seeing you miraculously still alive after falling many hundreds of feet off the pulley. It kind of puts things in perspective, right? So you graduate, you go on, you miraculously graduate, you walk to accept your diploma, which many people never believed would have happened, right? Night, you have to believe. You have to believe there is a merciful God. Truly, you know. And, you know, as a 15, 16-year-old, you know, oh, that's very impactful. So you tuck that away, right? And as I start going through my Iolani years and I am accomplishing things, right? I'm becoming a man of notoriety on the track, you know, and I'm getting to the point where it's like, I am the number one hurdler in the state now. I'm a senior. I'm the man. And I get to the biggest stage, my senior year. And I get to run before everyone, the whole state's there at Kaiser High School. And I go and I run a leading time for the heats in the 110. and then I get ready for the 300 hurdles. And I'm thinking, oh, people believe I'm going to break the state record. And I false start, and I'm disqualified. I'm crushed. There are no words. You know, when you're an 18-year-old, you pick up the starting blocks off the starting line, and you're walking off. And you can hear 5,000 people go, oh. Now I got to put that in my little sandbox of faith and go like, why did this happen? I'm feeling a little uncomfortable. And I'm going to have to stay composed.
So can I just jump in?
Sure.
I know you talked a little bit about your time as a younger man and seeing Danny get hurt.
Yes.
But some people that are listening, I don't think know the entirety of what that really was. Could you give it as a sort of remembrance of that, what happened to Danny back then?
If anybody needs to find out what Danny's testimony is about, I'm sure there are many places on the web you can search and find Danny's testimony. From my perspective,
yeah.
It was my friend who was going to die. Right. So it's like, how do I get to the hospital to see this man before he passes? How do I get to the hospital so I can be with my friends who might be dealing with all of these, the gravity of the situation? And then he was like, well, somehow he's still alive. And somehow he wasn't severely injured. I mean, he was gravely injured, but not like to the point of where, you know, we couldn't believe, you know, it's like you fall 300-400 feet and you're not like, you know, a puddle of mush, you know, that's pretty amazing. So, you know, going and then going, of course, going to the hospital day after day, you know, catching the bus, kids catch the bus. It's character forming. Okay. I had to catch the number one bus and then I forget which one to transfer, go up to Kuakini. What was Kuakini or Liliha?
Liliha.
Liliha. Yeah. So it's like, you know what? What is going on here? And then when you come out of, you know, your coma, right? And you're conscious, you know. And of course, the first thing I say to you is like, you look like Fu Manchu. Totally immature thing for me to say, right? Because your hair is all cut and you got this big stitches right across your forehead. And that was my way of saying like, man, I'm glad you're alive. You know?
Wow.
So, you know, that's a lot to process joyfully. So, you know, his mercies are new every day.
And what do you think that experience, that time with your whole friend group, what do you think, what was the impact of that, do you believe, on everyone that was surrounding that situation and experienced that?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a different starting point, right? I grew up. I grew up with the faith. I grew up with you know, wonderful people who took me through, you know, basically the Catholic form of like youth group and stuff like that, and, you know, Sunday school and all that, teaching me, a devoted mother who continually took us to Mass every Sunday, took it seriously. Then I took it seriously, obviously. You know, it just became another stepping stone in my journey of faith. You know,
so I'm looking now at a senior in high school who is walking off the track carrying the starting blocks. How do you go on from there?
Ooh, I don't know, but I do know that I truly enjoyed the moment after, I think. I mean, I possessed it. It's like you giving me something that I can hold on to. And I just felt like, you know what? It's not the end of the world. I'm supremely disappointed in myself. for having basically like given away this opportunity to compete, to perform, everything that was building up for 4 years. Well, that's pretty disappointing. But that was not the end. It was just, it just felt like, okay, you know what? I'm going to pick myself up and move forward. And the thing is, like, I think everybody can identify with this in some form. And if I have to revel in anything, so I'm going to make my testimony more about my failures, because that is where the grace and the faith has been revealed to me. It feels like, it's like of all the, you know, fast forward now, the relationships, the jobs, the hopes, the dreams, everything that has really fallen short. And I explain it to my family, my wife and my kids. I'm a terrible dad. I'm a terrible husband. I really am, you know, in my mind's eye. You know, I'm like going, man, I could have done that way better, but I didn't, you know? And I just feel like that being able to express my failures to them is going to be something that will give Christ the opportunity in me to shine to them.
I'm thinking, Lonnie, about, I think emerging from what he's saying is the resonant verse, the 2 Corinthians 12:9-11 verse. Speaking of when I'm weak, mm-hmm. He is strong. So when we talk about that, and let's say someone today has maybe a teen, mm-hmm. or maybe someone who has had high hopes, and all of a sudden in a flash, it's almost, it's unbelievable how quickly the dream mm-hmm. has just been shattered.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. And. Yeah. I mean, did it really? It's almost like a bad dream that you're going to wake up from, mm-hmm. because you devoted so much of your time, so much of your energy to it, and then it's gone. How do you go on from there? When we come back from our break, we'll hear more from Mike Nakagawa. He was giving us, he has been giving us a little bit about refocusing his life. Mm-hmm. I think we need to cap here a little bit, don't you, Lonnie?
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I mean, just to... A parent, like you talked about parenting, a dad might feel like he just blew it. Mm-hmm. Maybe he overdid something. Mm-hmm. Maybe a mother mm-hmm. feels right now, I didn't do enough. Mm-hmm. If I would have only said this, or if I would have only restrained myself from saying what I said, or the way I said it, mm-hmm. or doing what I did in the way I did it. Mm-hmm. Is there hope? Mike Nakagawa, is there hope?
You better believe it.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Born and raised in the islands, he remembers growing up. The years, he thinks of them fondly. On the Saturday nights, going to football games and going out to eat after. Hey, these are moments where you cherish as a child. Mike Nakagawa is now a firefighter for the Honolulu Fire Department the past 16 years. He grew up attending Holy Trinity Catholic Church with his mother. And that left a deep impression on him as a child. The Good Life Radio Show here, Danny Yamashiro, Lani Ka'a, and Mike Nakagawa. Mike, the unfinished dream.
Mm-hmm.
Taken away, vanishes in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
No redo, no reset.
None whatsoever.
What lessons has God taught you in that? That could relate to us. Our
sure.
dear listener today.
Well, of course, the 18-year-old in me said, I never want to have to go through this again. Sadly enough, we deal with disappointment pretty much on a regular basis, whatever it might be. I'm sure that I don't want to regale you with all of my missing the marks in my life, but I was just sharing off air with Danny and Lani that, you know, someone I think I identify with is Peter. You know, Peter, when he is there in the garden with Jesus and he has all of these expectations, hopes, not only for himself, but for his friends, the nation of Israel. And Jesus absolutely just says, no, that's not what's going to happen. Right. And we find in Luke, Jesus says that, you know, Satan's demanded you. He wants to take you to the threshing floor and beat the snot out of you. And then he says, well, you know, and when you turn again, encourage your brothers. You know, I think we can learn from that. It took a while for Peter to recover. Well, we see that Jesus didn't abandon him at all. He just said, no, this is really what's going to happen, you know. But I'm going to stick with you. I believe in you. I've given you something. You know, that seed of faith, right? A kernel. And that's going to grow into something beautiful. Because what did he demand of Peter after? Do you love me? Of course I love you. Of course I love you, Jesus. It's a beautiful thing. We can hang on to that.
A word to someone, a word of encouragement, indeed. How did God lead you, Mike, to become a firefighter?
A very practical need. I was recently married. And I heard that there was a firefighter test to be administered, a civil service test. So I applied for it, and then I realized that, I might not do as well as I think I would when I took some practice exams, so I practiced a lot more, and thankfully I got a score high enough, and I didn't screw up the interview, and so thankfully I'm, 16 years later, I've been, it's been a wonderful career so far. There's wonderful people.
What's been most challenging?
About my profession? I would have to say the impact that a serious injury or death has the immediacy of it and seeing it sometimes. It's a very personal and private moment for a lot of people. And yeah, I mean, there's, we'll all face that someday, you know. I think, that would be the thing.
How about, I give pause to it because just, I think it just settles in us the brevity of life, how quickly things can change and how precious life is, and the precious the people that we have and the time that we have with them. How about rewarding? What's been one of the most rewarding things in your profession, Mike Nakagawa, as a firefighter?
I think the most rewarding thing that I have taken hold of is sharing the joy. We are in a profession that has that can be draining physically, emotionally, spiritually on people. And
in what ways? Give us a glimpse.
Well, more often than not, we're sort of disaster mitigators. When people make a mess of their lives, or when there's something much more, you know, much larger scale, whether it's a shooting out at the Pearl Harbor shipyard or something like that, or a home burning down, or someone who may be drowned. But it could be something as simple as, an elderly mother whose health is deteriorating, and the adult child who has to care for them, and they're at their end, you know, physically, emotionally, and, you know, going to enough of those calls, you know, it can wear on you a little bit. So you have a choice. You know, we can share that joy. That only comes from Christ. It doesn't come from me. Now, we can choose to be happy, but really, there's only so much of a personal well of happiness that we can share with everybody. And then we're just like, that's okay, that's enough. You know. But if we dip from that deep well, we have a lot to give to each other.
What are you most passionate about in this season of your life?
I want to encourage people that they can go from failure to failure. I shared this one quote that I think is ascribed to Winston Churchill. Success is going from one failure to another with no loss of enthusiasm. That if we have a faith, you know, like a floor, if we're playing in the sandbox that Jesus made for us, then whatever we undertake, no matter how often we screw up and how often we fail, we should not lose our enthusiasm for life, for loving our friends and our enemies, for striving to live a purposeful, passionate life. There's nothing dull about that.
So somebody might be listening and be thinking, wait a minute here. I mean, this sounds, Mike, Danny, Lonnie, it sounds like you're just glorifying failure. Mm-hmm. I mean, you love it. You love failure so much. Maybe it's a bit perplexing, maybe confusing, maybe disenchanting. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just sickening. Someone might be saying that. What are you talking about? Failure. I know you quoted Churchill, but how do you go from... Why so much about failure? What's the guts of this, Mike?
It's the not reaching the mark. We will never reach a mark. We will never be satisfied If we glory in our own accomplishments, I am a good father. I am a good husband. I am great at my job. What kind of satisfaction is that? But if we're honest, you know, we can push through that thin veil of accomplishment and we can say like, oh no, wait a minute. Really, if everybody could see who I really am, they would understand. I am a huge pile of failure. But the joy that Christ has given me, no one can take that away. And I will dip my cup into that well every day to get something, to give me purpose, and to share with others.
I'm hearing, Lonnie, Mike, he's talking about dipping into a cup. He's talking about this is a conversation that's moving into deeper waters, a deeper level than just some of the happy sayings that people say. Any thoughts on that?
I totally can identify that. I think what you talked about with the idea of the glorifying the failure, I don't think Mike's doing that. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but just saying that there is a reality and an embracing of that, because in our weakness, Christ is strong. And if we are never identifying a weakness, then we're never identifying Christ's authority, his lordship in our life, and that I think that leads to a less grateful heart, honestly, one that doesn't constantly thank the Lord and accept his mercies.
And to go with that, the reminder that Christ calls us to something. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just that, oh, Peter, do you love me? It wasn't just he needed to hear from Peter mm-hmm. that, be assured, Peter, I love you. It was, no, feed my sheep, mm-hmm. feed my lambs, never straying from his vision for Peter's life and allowing Peter to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12:9-11, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. Mm-hmm. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. When we come back from our break in our final segment, more from Mike Nakagawa. As we were saying, this is more than just a surfacey type of spiritual conversation. Someone might say, well, I guess, Danny, how do you really have a deep spiritual conversation without it getting a little bit like this? Well, my friend, maybe you're right. And here we are. And we've got a little bit more with Mike. And so I ask you to stay with us. We'll be right back. Okay? Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you might be looking at your radio dial or maybe looking at your computer and you're thinking, okay, what's coming next? I'm a little bit morose myself as I listen to the show because you guys are going into an area of... I mean, really, you might even be thinking this is depressing. Mm. But just stick with me just for a moment here. From time to time, we here at the Good Life Radio Show, it's not for the sake of just being morose. We don't glorify or gloat in sorrows and sadness and groveling in life. Of course not. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. You might have life and have it abundantly. What does the scripture say in Jeremiah 29:11? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for good, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. And here's the wonder of it all, perhaps. It's that the joy and the abundance, the blessing and the flourishing is in spite of, or maybe in the middle of, or in the very depths of, the greatest pain and confusion and disillusionment that we have, where we feel like giving up.
Or I would say regardless of. I mean, his faith is... His consistency, his presence, his who he is. It's, we can't even wrap our mind around how faithful and pure he is to his commitment to us, regardless of our shortcomings. And even in the midst of, you know, shortcomings are measured by human, by us. I don't know that God sees it the same way. He sees it as the entire process of who he's calling us to be. So we define it as that. But I wonder if the Lord doesn't even see it as we measure it. It's regardless of.
Thank you. Those are very encouraging words. People need to really take a hold of that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there's really nothing more I can say.
Well, I think one thing we can do is we can pray.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to pray. Mm-hmm. I want us to pray. Maybe somebody today is feeling in a very low ebb in life and wondering as they listen, is there hope for me? Can I, as a father who have, someone may say, I've gone too far with my child, or I've not gone far enough, or and so on and so forth. We are parents. We know what that mm-hmm. feels like. And that and more. Mike, could you lead in a prayer for someone who's facing their very low ebb, haven't measured up, and are wondering, can I go on? Is there reason to go on?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Dear Father, I pray that whoever hears this radio program would know that the calling on their life, the call that they heard so long ago, was not negated by any misstep or sin, any grievous error, any falling short. Christ is calling you. He reaffirms that first love that you had when you accepted him. And he is asking you, he is demanding of your life that you feed his lambs. Wherever you are today, you don't have to be in a ministry. You don't have to be in high office. Wherever you are today, wherever God has graciously placed you, in the home, school, work, in service, God is calling you to feed his sheep. And I pray that you would be encouraged that no matter how you feel, God is calling you.
And I too want to say a prayer. Lonnie, I'd like for you to pray as well. Dear one, as we come before the Lord, as Mike has started us off, continue with me as I pray. Lord, in their hearts, as they turn to you, lift them in ways that only you can. Mm-hmm. You are a supernatural God. Your abiding presence, the marvelous working of your Holy Spirit, is far greater than any of us can fully comprehend. The way that you work, the way that you breathe hope into people's minds and hearts. Maybe it's an idea. Maybe it's a word of encouragement. Maybe it's something that someone says. Maybe it's this program at this very moment mm-hmm. that reminds that dear loved one, that dear friend right now, that there is hope in Jesus. And I pray that you would bring that forth in and through them. Maybe vision in their life, greater clarity, greater direction, and peace in this very moment.
Yes, thank you, Lord. And Father God, if you would, in your grace and mercy, Lord God, that you would reach those that have walked away, Lord God, that have separated themselves because of shame or blame or feeling like they've fallen short, feeling hopeless, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would reach to them, Lord, as you always promise us that you go after the one so that none would perish, but all would come to everlasting life. Lord God, I pray that you would reach each one in the way that you can meet them where they're at, Lord. Surround them with those that would love on them, for kindness brings repentance, Lord. I pray that you would use those that are listening now to reach others, Lord, that they know must hear a word of encouragement and must hear a word that says you are loved. You are loved unconditionally. Father, I thank you in advance that you are even now seeking to just increase, Lord, increase our faith in you, Lord God, increase our trust in you. Father, so I thank you so much for Mike Nakagawa's testimony, Lord, and I thank you that he is been authentic and brave and really transparent to say that in his weakness you have been strong, and his strength and his courage only comes because of you and not any other way. So we love you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That scripture that we talked about, that scripture that we read today, 2 Corinthians 12:9-11, when the Apostle Paul talks about boasting in his weaknesses, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. The grace of God is, Christ is sufficient for him. And in that passage, it sort of brings back to a memory, Mike, of what was triggered back when you talked about being a part of my experience, a part of my testimony, is a part of your testimony. And even as you talk about what happened there at the Kaiser High School track before the state 300 final, a false start, but to share that brokenness, that pain, that utter shambles, for me, it might be the years of depression, the years of being in emotional shambles. For Lonnie, you know, the trials of your life. Mm-hmm. It's in these moments that as we share them, the grace of Christ is sufficient. Mm-hmm. So dear one, as we close today, remember, and I feel a concurrence in amongst us, as God gives grace, share out of the weakness and see the strength that emerges. Mm-hmm. That indeed it is the strength of God. Mike Nakagawa, thank you for being with us today.
Pleasure. Let's not make it 25 years to see each other again.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Deep and heartfelt words from Mike Nakagawa. My friend, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, we believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you do it? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I want to thank you in advance. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Mike Nakagawa. Until next time, along with my co-host, Lonnie Ka'a'a, guest coordinator, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.